Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to continue our visit with our good friend Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software, the purveyor of timberry.com. I encourage you to go there and follow his website and his blog. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Tim, thanks again for being here. We were talking earlier about these business plan competitions that you've been judging now for a couple hundred years and doing at least three different places. And so these are competitions. That means since that by definition is not politically correct, that means everybody doesn't get a trophy, right? Somebody wins and somebody doesn't win. So I like that about these things already. But they have a winner. They have one company, one idea comes out on top. How do they decide that?
Well, you know, that's also evolved as these become more real. And it's a very interesting evolution because in the old days, 15 years ago, it was hard to tell whether the best business was the one that was most likely to launch and needed the least of other people's money, which would be a good candidate with those two qualities, or was the best business the best investment for seed or angel investors. And over time, that's gone steadily towards the latter. And nowadays, every one of the contests that I'm involved in chooses its winner by asking the judges, who are mostly investors, which of these plans would be the best investment for the angel investors or seed investors who put some money in. And what that's done, Jim, is made them further along the line. We mentioned earlier, well, everybody assumes that you just get somebody else's money and get going, where instead you should have sales. The companies that win these things tend to be further along, and they have the qualities that makes them good investments, which means they have some proof of product market fit. They have some early customers.
They don't just have an traction. Idea. They have activity.
Yes, they have a team formed. They have patents. They have something proprietary. They have letters from distributors saying, yes, as soon as you finish, we want to carry this. And frequently, they have prototypes or products that are already selling. The rules of the contest say they can't have funding, they can't have had funding investment before last September. So some of them will have some investment in it, but few. The winners will be the ones that offer that combination that makes them most interesting to investors.
Mm-hmm. So how transfer that to people out there listening right now, and they're thinking about going to get some kind of investor funding, which, you as you know, I'm convinced that is the very small percentage of small businesses. In my opinion, probably 98.7% of all small businesses need to bootstrap and borrow money for their capital, not get investors. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I have stats to back up your opinion.
Good.
In the last year that the associations involved were keeping track, it was something in the order of 70,000 companies that got angel investment and something in the order of 4,000 companies that got venture capital. And as we both know, that's a drop in the bucket. It's about 800,000 new businesses a year.
Right.
And I've seen stats that the average funding of a new business in the United States is $10,000. And that's from savings and credit cards. That's not from investors. So this seed investment and angel investment is very rarefied air. These are particularly high growth companies that have some technology. They have teams going.
Right.
They have what we call traction.
The scale potential is very evident.
And they don't get the investment until, as you suggest, they've done something already. They've got something they can show. Kickstarter now is ideal for companies that have a product because they can pre-sell it, essentially, on Kickstarter.
Right.
And then
right.
people choose to buy it on Kickstarter, so there's indications, as you were saying, they have customers,
right.
and they have
yeah.
products, and they've figured out the market, and they know their mm-hmm. distribution. They haven't sat around waiting for somebody to give them money before they start.
Right.
They start, and the money comes after
they've
achieved
something. Which is a good lesson, folks, for all of us out there. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always fun.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joins us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.